I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is LBC News.
9:22 in the UK right now, and currently in the United States, it is 4:22 in the afternoon. Let's get the latest from Donald Trump's second impeachment trial, continuing at the US Senate. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon.
Well, John, as you know, the lawyers working on Donald Trump's behalf only spent about 3.25 hours presenting a defense of his conduct at this impeachment trial, far short of the allotted 16 hours they were allowed. We're now into the phase of questions and answers. There's 4 hours set aside for members of the Senate, who, of course, are all serving as President Trump's jurors, to ask questions of the House impeachment managers, the Democrats prosecuting the case, and Donald Trump's legal team. Here's a question now that they're just about to read out.
Exactly when did the president learn of the breach at the Capitol, and what steps did he take to address the violence? Please be as detailed as possible.
I missed who was asking that question. We've just had Republicans previously ask the question, isn't this a political show trial? You'll be stunned to discover that Donald Trump's attorneys agreed that indeed it was a political show trial. Certainly we know that some Republican senators huddled with the president's lawyers in the break that just wrapped up after they finished presenting their evidence, and we were waiting for these questions and answers to get underway. Way, just waiting to see who is going to come and answer that question about the president's detailed knowledge of the events of January the 6th. The Democrats are currently huddling on the floor, I think, to decide who is best placed to answer that question. It's far from evident that we're going to fill 4 hours of questions and answers here before we move on to the next stage of the trial. But let's listen to Delegate Stacey Plaskett of the U.S. Virgin Islands answering at least part of that question.
Mr. President, senators, this attack was on live TV, on all major networks in real time. The president, as president, has access to intelligence information, including reports from inside the Capitol. He knew the violence that was underway. He knew the severity of the threats. And most importantly, he knew that Capitol Police were overwhelmingly outnumbered and in a fight for their lives against thousands of insurgents with weapons. We know he knew that. We know that he did not send any individuals. We did not hear any tweets. We did not hear him tell those individuals, stop. This is wrong. You must go back. We did not hear that.
So that is Stacey Plaskett from the U.S. Virgin Islands, one of the Democrats leading the prosecution here, answering that question that was essentially, what did President Trump know and when did he know it? All of this now coming after the president's attorneys rested their case for the defense. It was, as you might imagine, muscular, incendiary, revisionist, and very brief. And if you listen to the language that was used by Michael van der Veen right at the very start of the president's defense, I mean, you could almost wonder whether part of the speeches that were delivered to members of the Senate might have been authored by Donald Trump himself.
The article of impeachment now before the Senate is an unjust and blatantly unconstitutional act of political vengeance. This appalling abuse of the Constitution only further divides our nation when we should be trying to come together around shared priorities. Like every other politically motivated witch hunt the left has engaged in over the past 4 years, this impeachment is completely divorced from the facts, the evidence, and the interests of the American people. The Senate should promptly and decisively vote to reject it.
They claimed that the Democrats prosecuting this case were driven by hatred of Donald Trump. They accused the Democrats of falsifying and manipulating evidence against the former president, although they provided absolutely no evidence to support those claims. They suggested that they had been blindsided by some of those very dramatic videos showing elected members of Congress fleeing for safety that we saw earlier in the week. In fact, it turns out they weren't blindsided by them at all. They had been given the opportunity to view them before the trial got underway. Bruce Castor, another of the president's attorneys, insisted that Donald Trump had done absolutely nothing in his speech to the Save America rally on the morning of January the 6th to inflame tensions or incite the deadly insurrection that unfolded on Capitol Hill.
This was a pre-planned assault, make no mistake, and that is a critical fact. So to answer the question of the House manager, does anybody believe that this would have occurred but for the speech from Donald Trump? I do. All of these facts make clear the January 6th speech did not cause the riots. The president did not cause the riots. He neither explicitly or implicitly encouraged the use of violence or lawless action, but in fact called for peaceful exercise of every American's First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble and petition their government for redress of grievances.
If there was any doubt about where this trial is heading over the course of the next few hours, take a listen to what Senator Ron Johnson, a reliable Donald Trump supporter, had to say during the break in proceedings.
I think the president's lawyers blew the House manager case out of the water. They legally eviscerated them. I think their arguments when they showed the distortions of the tweets, the selective editing, showed the reason why due process is important. And they certainly proved that the First Amendment applies to political speech probably more than anything.
He's a vote to acquit, but he always has been. He was never going to be swayed by any of the evidence that the Democrats presented. At some point over the course of the next few hours, probably at some point on Saturday, John, President Donald Trump will become the first president in American history not just to be impeached twice, but to be acquitted twice at his trial. And after that, the Republican Party is going to have to figure out how on earth to pick up the pieces and move forward, having given Donald Trump exactly what he wants, namely recognition of the fact that he remains the most potent figure in Republican Party politics.
Simon Marks in Washington, thank you very much. We will have continuing coverage, of course, across the weekend here on LBC News of Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. Just coming up on 9:30 here in the UK, on the way we'll get a report from Sheffield Crown Court. That sentencing of Pavel Railovich for the murder and rape of the Hull University student Libby Squire. That has happened today. We'll get a check on the weather as well. It's going to turn a little bit milder in the next couple of days. Details on the way.
LBC News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.